In Sacred Depths, one of the kind of foundational principles of Sacred Depths is that there are three main things that every transformational leader, every transformational coach, every transformational practitioner, anyone that's going to be helping other people, there are three main things that you need. You need mastery of skills, of all the coaching skills. You need to understand human behavior and be a real master when it comes to understanding how human beings respond to certain things, how human beings react in certain situations. This is one of the things, I won't get too much into that one right now, but it's one of the things that sets Sacred Depths coaches apart from everyone else in the industry because they understand human beings so well. But the third pillar that a lot of people overlook that is so important, just as important as the skills, just as important as the mastery of human behavior, is self-mastery. So what is self-mastery? What does it mean? And why is it important? Well, what can often happen is that a coach can have obviously be brilliant, be wise, have talent, and have a lot of skill. But if as a practitioner, you come to your work with your clients, to your sessions with your clients, with the fear of being a fraud, or if you come to your client work with a lack of confidence, either in yourself or in your client, like not believing that the client can show up and do the work. If you come to your client work and your client sessions feeling like your clients are better than you, that they're going to see right through you and see that maybe you haven't mastered, you know, what you're teaching them yet yourself. If you have, you know, the fear that you're not good enough or the fear that, you know, something big is going to happen in the session, the client is going to get angry and you're not going to be able to handle it. Or even if there's just like a little part of you, because, you know, I know that, for so many of us, integrity is so important, making sure that we bring integrity to our client sessions. If there's any part of you that doubts your integrity, that feels like, oh, I've sold something to this client, but I'm not really worth it, then it doesn't matter how great your skills are. It doesn't matter how brilliant you are. It doesn't matter how wise you are. The coaching is not going to go as well as it could be. You can ask the best questions. You can know how to lead a client through the process of befriending their fear. But if you don't have that inner fortitude, if you don't, or if you're not showing up with your full presence, if you haven't transcended, not fully, because none of us have, you know, let's be honest, none of us have fully transcended our fear of being a fraud. Even myself, I'm not always fully confident. But if you haven't really done the inner work on, you know, what we call in Sacred Depths, your energetics, on what we call in Sacred Depths, leveling the playing field, then all of those other skills that you bring to the table aren't going to be as effective, aren't going to be as powerful. You know, clients are smart. They can smell it when you show up and you don't fully believe in them or you don't fully believe in yourself. And energy follows energy. If they sense that you're not feeling it, they're not going to feel it. And then they're not going to be willing to go to the depths. They're not going to be willing to stretch as much. They're not going to be willing to be as vulnerable. And you're not going to be able to co-create the best results together.